Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Thursday, 1:30 means one thing. Rosenberg Radio on the line. Our guy Peter Rosenberg calling from New York City. Listen to him on ESPN New York on Hot 97. Peter, what up, man? Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, man. I can't – you really – so when you have a good football team, that means you got to work during these breaks and not just take the full 2 weeks, because I took the full – when you have two teams that suck, I took the full 2 weeks up here.
Nah, man, we've been working. We were out here in Ashburn yesterday, and it totally wasn't because I wanted to get out of the house for a couple hours. It was because I had to be out here, and we're back out here today.
You did a show. Did you do an actual show on New Year's Day?
No, I didn't do the radio. I didn't lock in 4 hours, but I came out here. I came out to watch practice, talk to Jaden, go in the locker room for a minute, and
okay.
I had to,
tape
some stuff for NBC4, yeah.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question, dude, that I think is uniquely interesting for you because your perspective is of hardcore fan, yet also like national radio host, right?
Okay.
Washington right now has a game this week, obviously. Playoff seeding is on the line, but they're already in the playoffs. Like, there's no way, you know, on the scale of how important this week's game is, it's division games, Cowboys, there's playoff seeding, all that, but they're already in no matter what, right? You have Jaden and Terry getting named Pro Bowlers today, a whole bunch of Pro Bowl alternates. And then this news that Cliff Kingsbury said, yeah, you know, I want to be a head coach again. I'm not going to talk about when or why, and, you know, if I take interviews, there's already reports about him, about Chicago wanting to interview him. For today, what do you think is the biggest story?
I guess on a national level, you'd say the Kingsbury story, because obviously they played a great season offensively, and you'd think there would be some people interested in adding a great offensive mind as a head coach. So I think on a national scale, probably that's more interesting than seeding. But for me, obviously, listen, I think we'll figure it out. You know, there's always a chance you'll lose a good offensive coordinator. And I believe in this group enough and Adam Peters enough to know that if that's the case, they'll find someone else good who can call plays to Jaden's strengths. I'm not going to act as if Kingsbury's play calling has been great all year. Let's not pretend like we didn't have a 5-game drought in which we were like, can he call plays? Because that happened.
Right.
There was a period I was not happy with it. And, in fact, I'll tell you what, guys, there are moments right now I'm not happy with it.
Dude, when you were texting me Sunday night or Monday morning, I was kind of surprised. You're up in arms about these penalties.
I'm up in arms about the penalties. I mean, it's pathetic. It really bothers me. I mean, only because, listen, I'm thrilled with the season. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm thrilled. But imagine if we didn't commit those penalties. Like, we kind of forgot because they snuck out the game against Philly. We forgot that we snuck out a game against a bad backup quarterback in which we made tons of mistakes. Tons of mistakes.
Five turnovers.
That was a ridiculous football game. And then, because you're thrilled with what Jaden does on the last play to Zach Ertz and that drive, you forget that it was a ridiculous penalty, and I agreed with you 100%. That should have been a defensive hold, 5-yard penalty. Not, in fact, they called a hold at first. Like,
right.
I saw the ref indicate hold, not PI. And then they decided to call a PI. But that doesn't change the fact that if that kicker had a normal 2024 NFL leg, they win the game right there.
Yeah.
Like, but beyond that, I'm also not happy with the amount of design runs for Jaden. I just think
it's like, all they got, man. It's all they got. In the run game, that's all they got right now. And I think where I disagree with you specific to the run game with Jaden, this is now real football. Like, they needed to run Jaden against Atlanta because that was the only way they could move the ball on the ground. And when they get to this playoff game, like, because that's a better, that's a real discussion, how the run game has just evaporated, and Tyler Biadasz wasn't at practice today. I think there'd be real concern if he's going to be able to play. A lot of the run game seems to me to have hinged on Biadasz's health. But I'm not, like, the way Jaden handles it, I think, is right, where he's like, man, I'm not taking hard hits. I'm playing football. That's what they need to do to win. Atlanta was a win and in game. I would like to see maybe you chill with Jaden this week. But when they're in L.A. or Tampa or Philly, that wild card game, let him do his thing, man.
Oh, no, I expect in that game he will. I guess I just, like, keep in my mind, I keep, like, replaying the hit at the 2-yard line in overtime.
Yeah.
Like the way that Jaden got rocked. I just like keep thinking about it. Like, oh man, how
and
much
Peter,
did he have?
Peter, I want to reintroduce myself as Toby once again. We talked briefly last week.
Toby, you don't have to reintroduce yourself with me. I am disgusted that JP didn't introduce you already, but it's wonderful to hear your voice again.
You guys already met. Yo, right. Toby's here.
I think this is the first time, too, that JP and I have been together that I'm meeting someone for the fifth time or whatever, and he's not introduced me. So it's still something new. But how much do you think of the run game is Brian Robinson struggling versus the O-line? Because it seemed like maybe they got something going a little bit in the second half, but when they tried to run the ball up the middle in the first half with B-Rob, it just was not there at all.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's B-Rob. Like, I feel like, JP just mentioned Biadasz, and maybe it's that. I just feel like it's something scheme-wise that they're only able to run Jaden because, of course, having Jaden, you know, is a cheat code from a running standpoint, and obviously teams have to play it differently. I don't think B-Rob looks any different. I think people got very down on B-Rob, frankly, because of the two fumbles the week before. And they sort of blended that into a, I don't want to see him anymore. I don't think B-Rob's lost anything. I don't. And I'm also giving him a full pass for that Philly game. If you have two turnovers in your first, whatever, 28 games, and then you have one bad day, B-Rob's all good with me. I tend to think it was scheme and blocking. I really don't think B-Rob's lost a step. Does anyone think it's, like, really him, that he's not seeing the holes?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because you had... You know, Chris Rodriguez came in for a couple of carries. It's not like Chris Rodriguez, you look back at the stats, it's not like he had a huge day, but he was able to make something. But even the 1 4-yard run he had, he's hitting the backfield and just makes something out of it. So it's not like, I don't know what the heck happened in the second half that they started to find some success other than they started to run Jaden and the other hole started to open up. And so, you know, to JP's point, like it really seems like that's all they've got in the run game right now.
Yeah, it is a little bit weird because there was I feel like it wasn't that long ago. What was JP? When was the last game where the run game was actually efficient and B-Rob put up good numbers?
Tennessee,
yeah.
The Jaden's been their leading rusher the last three games, and they've won all those. But still, it's like,
well, and I think
that's not ideal. The fact that Jaden can give you that is awesome, but you don't necessarily want it to happen.
Well, and that Tennessee game's like the only one of the last seven.
Yes.
Six of the last seven have been bad, and I don't know what has changed over that time frame that they can no longer either get a push.
It started to get bad. It was the three-game losing streak. Pittsburgh held them to 60 yards rushing. Philly kept them under 100. Against Dallas, Jaden was able to get some late yards, and they went over 100. But that stretch is when it really shifted, was Pittsburgh, Philly. And, you know, I don't know that you're fixing it at this point. And I think it's like with quarterback sacks, right? People want to make that about the O-line. It's not always just about the O-line. I think with the run game, it's not just about the back. I think it's B-Rob. I think it's the O-line. I think it's all of the eye candy misdirection stuff. At some point, maybe defenses have enough tape to know when it's just misdirection versus where the ball's actually going, and linebackers bite a little less on that stuff. And I just think early in the year, Cliff was probably protecting Jaden a lot more, and now it's like, yo, this is win or go home time, and we're here to win.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at I'm looking at B-Rob's stuff for the whole year. He really doesn't have a consistent body of work this whole season. Like, it's really up and down. I mean, starting from the beginning of the year, it's 40 yards, 133, 39, 33, 101, 18, 71. It has been really up and down. There is something. By the way, that can go back. Maybe that relates to what we talked about earlier and the fact that I probably wouldn't be crushed about losing Cliff Kingsbury. Of all the things I've been thrilled about with this team, it's not as if I feel like we found the net. You know, first of all, people know who Cliff Kingsbury is. We didn't discover, you know, Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan here. I'm good with that. I really do think the matchup here is important, though. And Green Bay is going to win this weekend, so we have to win if we want to stay playing L.A. And that, to me, is really important. I really would love to not play Philadelphia week one. I don't know how you guys feel, but
well,
and L.A. is no chump.
That's what we talked about earlier. JP prefers the Buccaneers. If the Rams were to lose, the Bucs win, they'd jump to the 3 seed. So the chances are if you stay at the 6 seed, then you're either going to face Tampa or you're going to face L.A. Do you prefer L.A. or Tampa?
Tampa. So I the order would be – the
me
order
too.
For me would give me Tampa, then give me L.A., then give me Philly. I just – not only because I think Philly's the best team of the three, because I really do think L.A. is pretty good too. It's more like, what does this day feel like, right? Like, there's a chance we lose any of these games, particularly L.A. or Philly. But, like, JP, I don't know how you feel. I'd rather lose that game in L.A. than lose the game to Philly to end our season. I just don't need it. Like, and by the way, we win a playoff game, and we play Philly in week two. I think I'd like our mojo there a lot better. I would love to avoid Philly. So it'll be interesting to see how they play Dallas this week, guys, who I think will really – they've been playing hard. They will relish the moment to try to ruin this for us.
Yeah, this will not be a walkover. Dude, Philly's got the best roster. L.A.'s got the best coach. You want Tampa. Peter, we got a boogeyman. Yeah. Thank you, and Happy New Year, bro. What is how close are we getting to meeting a new Rosenberg?
We are right at 3 weeks. 3 weeks and 2 days is the due date.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right, brother.
Listen, I got there's a Commander's onesie waiting should she decide to come before this playoff game. We're ready.
I love it.
Congrats, man.
Happy New Year. We'll talk next week.
All right, talk to you next week, boys.
All right, that's our friend Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. When we come back, we're going to make some bets.